You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10. I read, "For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power." Brethren, may the Lord grant you revelation of this word in Jesus' name. The scripture says, in Jesus Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. There is nothing of God that is not in Jesus Christ. All the fullness, everything is in Jesus Christ. And you also, you are now in Jesus Christ. That's why the scripture says you are complete in him. There is nothing outside of Jesus. Everything you need is in Jesus. How can you be a co-tenant with God and your life will not be complete? When everything about the Godhead, the fullness of the Godhead, not some portion of Godhead, not some measure of Godhead, but the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Jesus bodily. It's in Jesus. That's why you are complete in him. There's nothing else anywhere else. There's nothing more you are looking for. It is Jesus. Our pursuit is Jesus. What we have been called to is a person, and is Jesus. What we preach is a person. The message is a person, and the person is Jesus Christ. You are complete in him. Why will you still allow somebody to be telling you nonsense about our spiritual ancestors, breaking generational curses, breaking all of this? How can you be in Jesus with the fullness of the Godhead bodily and you are still breaking curses? That's why in verse 8, he says, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to basic principles of this world, and not according to Christ." All those things, they are not according to Christ. You are still running here praying that somebody took your umbilical cord when you are a baby. Oh, they need to break something. What are you breaking? You are now complete in Jesus. It is not marriage that completes you. Did you know that? It is Jesus that completes you, not marriage. Whether you are single, you are married, whether somebody had forsaken you, whatever state you are, if you are in Jesus, you are complete. How can you not complete? How can the fullness of the Godhead be with you and you are not complete? Now look at what he says further. He says, "Who is the head of all principality and power?" Why will you be afraid of principality and power when their commander in chief is Jesus Christ? The Bible says he is seated in the heavenly places, far above principalities and power. How are you afraid of principalities and power? And you are going everywhere, breaking ancestral causes, breaking ancestral flow, breaking generational this, breaking this, breaking this. That's what you've been wasting your Christian life doing. When you should be bearing fruit for the name of Jesus Christ. When you should be growing in the knowledge of Jesus. When your life should be conforming to the image of Christ. You are running helter-skelter, breaking all kinds of nonsense. You are complete in Jesus. There is no principalities and power that can stand against anyone that is in Jesus, because Jesus himself is the head of principalities and power. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. But their head is Jesus. Brethren, you are complete in him. It's not a cliche. It's a fact. And you will never be complete anywhere else, but it's in Jesus. It's not in a denomination. It's not in a church doctrine. You are complete only in the person of Jesus Christ. You are complete in him. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.